This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tuesday, August 15th, 2017, on the DJV Experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden. The idea that we will make things fabulous for you is just a tradition. People know, people recommend this program, people say, listen to this program because you'll find out what's really going on. For example, the stats out today show that there are 359,000 jobs open at American companies, high-skilled jobs. The problem is many demand education and technical know-how that has not been a part of our educational system. So the good news is we've got hundreds of thousands of jobs that are available, but they go lacking for good candidates because our school system sucks. That's pretty much the bottom line.
People don't emphasize education anymore. I think our school system does suck, but I think there are a lot of people who think, well, you can be whatever you want to be, sweetie. And so you have a lot of people who leave school and they think they're going to be Kanye West, and then it doesn't really happen.
Right. I also think that there's only now a strong emphasis on the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, maths, that wasn't there for people who are now in
the
workforce.
It's been a long time. Since the beginning of the space race, there was a lot of it.
But I mean, there's a huge emphasis on it now, especially with women and young girls and young kids. Yep. But they're not ready to be in the workforce yet. So the jobs that are there, people like my age, I don't have any engineering friends.
No. So here's the secret, Victoria, or part of it. The robotic revolution is creeping in to factories, and a lot of the low-tech jobs in these factories are going the way of the wind. So these people are being freed up, if you will, and for whatever the reason, they didn't have the skills to begin with. They don't have the money to go back to school to learn them. Now, there's apprenticeship jobs, but the unions get in the way of those because they want everybody who is, what are the intern programs? Richie, when did you start paying the interns? Used to be we didn't have to pay the interns. Now
I don't pay any interns.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, I thought you had fallen into that. But isn't that the case in most circumstances that interns now expect to be paid?
In many circumstances. But, you know, the out-of-control stories are the interns at Google that make $100,000 and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well,
what?
There was a story where
you're in the wrong business, Victoria.
Yeah,
totally.
Where some interns at Google are making $100,000.
Yeah. So the people who are disqualified and set adrift because they don't have the skills are trying, in some circumstances, there's two options. You go on the dole and become a welfare recipient, or you go back to school or somehow get yourself trained. So what I guess the bottom line is the solution to the problem, and I like to offer solutions, is to open up the internship or the apprenticeship jobs and opportunities. And in order to do that, you got to kind of jack the unions, their vice grip on a lot of these jobs. You got to loosen it up a little bit. I don't know how you do that, but I'm just saying that is a way for these hundreds of thousands of jobs to be filled. That would be a way of solving it, would seem, in my
I'll tell you, back in, I don't know, 15 years ago, when our batch of interns, we'd get about 10 interns per summer here. And we've got a good internship program. We get really good qualified broadcast students, journalism students. They would walk in here 10, 12 years ago, and you would have to show them every little thing technically, computer-wise. Yeah. But now the kids that are coming in now grew up on computers, and they walk in, they know how to edit video, they know how to edit audio.
They're showing you stuff.
They absolutely are. And really, where they really show us stuff when it comes to social media. Wow. And where they come in, and they are an absolute benefit to us when it comes to social media.
All right, travel news today, bed bugs, big problem. After a day of travel, you on vacation, get into the hotel room, put your luggage down, flop onto the bed, and then it starts.
Nope.
Creaky, crawly, a comfortable series of... Well, this is a risky time. What do you mean, no? What do you
First thing about? I do is check the bed. I pull the corner of the bed sheets up and and check the bed.
It's what do you see? I never saw. I've
you look for little teeny black spots and up against the headboard, especially. I pull the sheets back up against the headboard, and I look for the little teeny black spots.
Ever found any?
Nope.
Yeah. Really?
Nope, not yet.
They travel
bed
around.
Bed bugs in the Burbank Library, which is Burbank where the Tonight Show was done for a long time and where all the TV networks are. In the public library, there's been a bed bug outbreak.
Ugh. Really?
They're on what the
they
subways in New York.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah,
the
they're
subways.
Everywhere. No, they really are. And it's and you think, like, well, wait a minute, there's nothing that's cloth in the subways. Well, it turns out the only bit of cloth in New York City subways is the seat where the driver drives, and that's where they found bed bugs. The cloth seat, yeah.
I have bed bugs crawling up your butt.
Yep.
Pretty well, the idea here is that it isn't where you would think we think about bed bugs, but they're not just in beds. They're in vacuum cleaners, luggage, wall socks.
Well, that's how they move around is the luggage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So here's how, again, solutions to problems. To minimize your risk of getting into a bed with bed bugs at a hotel or wherever, you should first place your luggage in the bathtub. It's hard for, on the slippery surface of the bathtub, for the bugs to cling onto anything, so they can't crawl across the floor in the bathroom and they can't get into your luggage. But as Richie suggested, inspecting your room, examine the bed, check the mattress, look at the headboard, pull up the comforter and look for these black dots. Look like pepper.
Very small. Yeah, it's like pepper or smaller, yes.
Yeah. And there's also other warning signs, musty odors, exoskeletons, bed bug exoskeletons.
You're never going to see those.
Yeah. Rust-colored spots on furniture. You can.
That's the exoskeleton, is the rust-colored stuff.
Right. You can go online to bedbugregistry.com. Here's my site of the day, everybody. Bedbugregistry.com, free public database with user-submitted reports for venues all around the country, up in Canada. So far, the site has 20,000 reports at 12,000 locations. Another source of bedbug reports is bedbugs.net. So the bedbugregistry.com or bedbugs.net. International listings allows you to search by specific hotels. There is no bed bug law, so bed bugs are not against the law. They aren't. You can't kill them on sight. Well, I suppose you can. I had trouble with my...
If you can find them, good luck. They usually aren't even out during the day.
The last house I was in there, I had traveled and I had bed bugs in my luggage and my clothing and got into the bed. And, man, what a mess. I had to fumigate the house. We had those powders we put on the bed, and it was, oy, man, what a it's a
really not a great way to attract chicks either.
New York has over 4,000 reports of bed bugs on bedbugregistry.com. Los Angeles only 403, Jennifer.
Yeah, fewer bed bugs out there. Also in travel news, the internet proving that people love animals even if they're small. After the popularity of therapy dogs and even a therapy pig, there's a cuter animal making the rounds at airports to help stressed-out passengers relax. Dun-dun-dun-dun! Enter the therapy mini horse.
Aww.
Miniature horses from Seven Oaks Farm in Ohio made their way into the Cincinnati airport. Twice a month, two of the farm's 34 miniature horses trot around the airport to cheer up people who are passing through. It's a big connecting airport there, big Delta base. It's just as easy to quell anxiety and put the smiles on faces. It's working, says Wendy Orlando from the airport. When you look at the passengers walking by, it's just never gets old. They love to see the horse. Of course they do.
They're so cute.
Yeah. Like you saw the picture. Did that picture get posted at DJB of me with the horse? Whatever happened to that picture?
You I never saw a picture of you with a horse.
All right. So there we had.
Sorry. I just can't feel.
Don't seem mad about a horse.
Right. Anyway.
It's just you're the only person I know, and it's like, that horse is so cute in every air, in every air. Hey, Victoria, did you post that picture of me with the horse?
Right.
The reason I asked the question is...
I'm cute, too, in case you didn't know. Victoria, did you post that picture?
Of you and me. By the way, I have a bone to pick with you. Okay. There is no picture anywhere on your Facebook page of me or the people in this program.
That is BS.
I have not seen a picture of me anywhere in your face. I've been scouring.
Oh, please. That's because we haven't gotten together in forever. I post a picture whenever we get together. Yeah. We just haven't seen each other, Dougie. You're killing me over here.
All right. Next time I'll be back.
Did you see the one from 2 weeks ago when I was hanging out with Rich and Kara? That one.
Yeah, of course. All that stuff gets there. But,
well, no, who was missing? You were.
Right.
All right. So anyway, the idea is to...
If you send me a picture of you with the horse, I'll post it.
I'll do that. Because it is. It's a cute picture.
I'm just a little low.
We had an event at the farm on Saturday. And I was we had a big 2,500-pound horse that I had befriended and saved. Actually, the horse was going to be slaughtered. And I saved the horse 12 years ago or something. And they brought the horse to the farm, unbeknownst to me, to pull a wagon. We had an event where people were having horse cart rides around the farm. And this horse was one of the horses in the team. It's fabulous. I'll get the picture and we'll post it. All right. Television report. Richie, sorry. No,
Doug's not even my Facebook friend.
I'm not a Facebook
friend.
Well,
looky there.
Yeah. How's that happen?
He probably blocked you.
No. Okay. Jennifer, give us a quick rundown of what's on tonight, because I want to talk about Shonda Rhimes leaving ABC.
Sure. That's a big story. America's Got Talent is new tonight at 8 o'clock. This is down now to the nitty-gritty. The final 36 take to the stage on NBC tonight at 8. Now, remember Lacey Peterson? She was the victim of perhaps Scott Peterson. It was a pretty infamous case of her husband maybe murdering her. Well, A&E has a special tonight. It's a 6-episode documentary series that takes a fresh look at the Scott Peterson trial. It's called The Murder of Lacey Peterson. It's tonight on A&E at 10. And then Victoria and I did this, and so now Lifetime is actually chronicling our life story with the show called Growing Up Supermodel. That's at 10 p.m. Lifetime. The series follows
Signing over the rights to our story.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It follows hot young models risking it all to live up to the careers of their famous parents. You'll have the kids of Oscar De La Hoya, Steven Seagal, Krista Allen's kid will be up there. So kind of interesting. That's at 10 p.m. on Lifetime.
A lot of people talk about Shonda Rhimes, who's been very prolific at ABC. She came up with the Grey's Anatomy idea. The show Scandal is hers and How to Get Away with Murder. I think Scandal is all done this year or next year. But there are lots of other shows that have been in there. And so now she's going to Netflix, as is the person who put together Friends. Hmm. I think that was pretty interesting. The guy that is producing Big Bang Theory has gone over there as well. Netflix spent a lot of dough now on original programming. And we watch Scandal, some of the other stuff on Netflix. But House of Cards, wow, that was good this year. Did you see it, Richie, House of Cards?
I haven't seen it yet. I've watched three episodes.
It's a great show.
So you want me to tell you what happens at the end of the...
No.
Sure,
oh,
go ahead.
Boy.
No!
That's the worst.
No!
Who dies?
No, everybody.
The
no.
Boyfriend, the boyfriend of the...
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, blah, my God.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right.
You.
The show This Is Us has lost one of its Emmy nominations. Why?
How do you lose an Emmy nomination?
Disqualified from Outstanding Contemporary Costume category because more than half the submitted episode, Moonshadow, took place in the 70s. Ah, my God, no.
They weren't contemporary enough.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
If you like the Reunited Eagles, you'll like this. They've added four more dates to their plan for touring this fall. In addition to the September 30th show in Seattle, following the Classic West and Classic East stadium concerts this past July, they have an evening with the Eagles running on the 17th of October at the Greensboro Coliseum in North Carolina, and then they go to Phillips Arena in Atlanta for a show, and then the KFC Center in Louisville and the Caesars Arena, Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, which was Glenn Frey's hometown. And so the tickets will go on sale this Saturday.
And they'll all be sold out on Friday, and they'll be on resale on Saturday morning.
Yeah, this is a ripoff. It really is. VIP packages, so you can get groped by one of the Eagles.
I'd love to get groped by one of the Eagles, one of my favorite bands. Absolutely.
All right. Next musical interlude here is a focus on purple, well, I guess colors in general. Song Purple Rain and the connection to, obviously, colors that Prince liked. The Prince Estate and Pantone Color Institute have announced the creation of a custom hue of purple inspired by love symbol number 2. The purple hue represented by his love symbol number 2, inspired by his Yamaha purple piano, which was originally scheduled to go on tour with him before he died. Pantone says the color pays tribute to Prince's indelible mark on music, art, fashion, and culture. He'd been using this particular shade of purple since the 1984 release of Purple Rain. I didn't know there were shades of purple. I thought purple was purple, like white is white. No?
You've never been to a paint store?
Well, yeah, I've been to a paint store, right?
Right. So
yeah, next time you're walking through the Home Depot to pick up a bolt, walk over to the paint section and check out purple.
Really? No. So, this is this a valuable commodity? This is what is Pantone? What are they? I don't know who they. I don't. I was thinking it was Pantene, a misspelling. Are we going to have purple stuff we can put in our hair?
No, what? Pantone, you know, it's the Pantone Color Institute, like you said. It's every year they decide whatever the hot color is going to be. And so they have, I don't know, I don't really get what they do, but apparently what they do is influential, especially in the world of fashion. Because if they say, like, this shade of mustard is going to be really popular, then a lot of fabric gets made in that shade.
So they're just promoters, that's all. They promote themselves, and they're able to get away with it.
How do they control colors?
It runs deeper than that, but yeah.
Well, I mean, who gives them license to decide what's good and what isn't good?
I'll tell you what, the science of color is amazing. A friend of mine's dad is the color, the lead color guy for Maybelline Cosmetics. And the guy makes big money just creating their new colors.
Really?
It's huge.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
Big money. All right, well, here you go. Who would have thunk it? It's 28 past the hour. This is the DJV Experience.
In today's automotive news, the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety adds two vehicles to its top Safety Pick Plus awards. Both the 2017 Mini Countryman and the 2018 Volkswagen Atlas receive a good rating from the IIHS. The Countryman also received the rating of advanced for its available front crash prevention technology, while the Atlas got superior. The IIHS has also started rating headlights and child safety latches on vehicles. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room, presented by Speed Queen. With several dryer cycles to choose from, choosing the best cycle means clothes dry quickly and efficiently. For starters, the automatic dry cycle spells out how dry you want your clothes instead of how long the dryer should run. Permanent Press includes a cool-down cycle to reduce wrinkling, and Eco-Dry cuts costs while still delivering a perfect clean and dry pile for the kids to help fold. Or not. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Four at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV experience. Talent on loan from God. Isn't that what Limbaugh says?
So, that's what he used to say. Yeah, now I think it's yours.
Yeah, it is mine.
Right, yeah.
Actually, I've taken it. I own it. I've got it. But I have help from Jennifer and Victoria, Kara, and you, Richie, so that it's a good thing. By the way, if you want podcasts of the DJV show, blogtalkradio.com/DJV show, easy enough to do. The focus on consumption. Are we consumers? We are. All of us are consumers,
absolutely.
Right? What did you consume yesterday, Richie?
What did I consume? You know what I consumed yesterday? I consumed a new power board for my TV, for my big screen TV. Uh-huh. So I was a consumer. I went to eBay.
Yeah.
I found a shop where you send your power board back to them and they fix it. Send it back to you, lickety-split, you install it, and boom, your $2,000 TV or whatever it is back in service for another five or 6 years.
I would like to, Victoria, mm-hmm. I would like to sort of understand the difference between consumption buying and putting money into a good investment. People spend money. We talk about how good things are. I heard a...
What's the difference?
That's the question. The idea of how the economy has spurred growth in so many different sectors, There are people who feel good. Somebody said to me yesterday, we were talking about how numbers are up in terms of vacations, people on the road, people getting on planes, people going somewhere more this year than ever before. And he theorizes, and I think he's right, that it's because people feel good about having a job. More people have jobs now than has been the case since 2007. So in the past 10 years, we know what happened in 2008. Things went into the tank, and it's taken us 10 years to recover. But because people have extra coin, they're out on the road and enjoying. This has been a very good summer for tourism, for travel, that sort of thing. And it's because people, this fellow theorizes, have gone on to spend money and consume. Now, when you talk about consuming, buying cars, taking trips, spending money that way, that is consumption. When you put money into something of value that goes up in value, that's an investment. So you might buy an old car to take your trip, and if you take care of it, it'll go up in value. You may do any number of things that are that obvious. Or you can put money into companies or into jewelry, or you can put it into homes, that kind of stuff. So there's a difference. But I find the higher the ratio of investment to consumption, the better. More people investing creates more money. And this flies in the face of all those people who say that we have to take the money away from the rich. That's not why I started this conversation. I just sort of found it interesting to hear. I was involved in a conversation yesterday with somebody on the farm about what I was doing to invest in the future of the farm. I'm investing in the future of the farm by saving the farm because it will have value in the future. To me, to my children, more to the people in the community who will have 114 acres of farmland. This is not open space. This is farmland, and it will always be farmland. That's the way I will deed it, to make sure that it stays as farmland, not just as we got enough open space and parks and people wandering around in these huge, we have an 800 acre. What's that?
Not being able to take your land at some time and sell it and put high-rises and shopping centers on it.
No, well, that's what the idea is. I'm not doing that. I'm going to sell the development rights, so it'll never happen. And so that's an investment. But in terms of consumption, there are things that are going on the farm that every weekend we have tours and we have people can come and have ice cream and picnics and that kind of stuff. That's consumption. Am I making myself clear about the difference between investment and consumption?
Yes.
And how you asked that at the beginning, what was the difference? I hope I explained it well.
I believe I invested $65 in Midway Module, who fixed my TV. So
okay. So is your TV going to go up in value?
No.
Okay, so it's not an investment.
Not at all.
But what's the best investment you think you've made, Victoria, or in following along? You're more likely to be a consumer than you are an investor, for sure.
Right.
But what are you consuming these days? In large,
you're a
quantity.
New Yorker, so do you own a home or do you do the rent thing?
No, we rent. I would never buy in New York City because don't think it's a good investment.
Oh, I disagree.
That's only me. New York City is one of the places where I have friends who own, and they own a studio that cost them $600,000. And they still have to pay another $1,800 a month on top of their mortgage for maintenance fees with the building. And if anything breaks, it's still on them. I mean, doesn't make any sense.
What's it going to be worth at the end of 10 years if they stay?
A studio? Nothing. It's not going to go up that much. There's a cap on it. There is only
cap
so much.
Cap on the
much.
Value you can sell it for?
Yeah. Well, no, but it's just there's only so. If someone has that much money to spend, they're going to either go other places or they're going to just spend more and get more than a studio for $600,000.
Well, I can't speak to the specifics, but I know if you bought a
New York City real estate is very, very different than any other place in the entire country.
If you buy an apartment on Park Avenue, or did 10 years ago, I'm betting it's worth five times more than you paid for it, or at least four.
If Joy Brown were still alive, ask her what New York real estate did.
I have friends who are in the New York real estate business, and that's not always true. Plus, you don't.
Well, you got to be smart about it wherever you are.
Right, but
what Richie is alluding to is Joy bought.
Made millions.
Penthouses and made millions of dollars.
Well, sure. If you buy something that needs to be gutted and you redo it, if you bought something in Tribeca when it was just warehouses, of course, you've made millions on that. But you're owning the whole building then. There weren't just individual apartments that you could buy. The developers make all the money in New York City. The individuals don't make that much. You're lucky if you can turn over a profit if you make some improvements to your apartment and you sell it. You'll make a little bit of money. My friend just sold his studio in Chelsea. He bought it for $525, he sold it for $585. So he made a little bit of money on it, but that's like a typical, if you're an individual buyer, that's a sort of a typical profit margin.
I did, in New York, I had the exact opposite experience in Los Angeles.
Every other city is completely different because 99% of the properties in New York City, you do not own them, they're co-ops. You own shares in the building. So there is a cap on what you can make when you sell your apartment. And everyone else's sale price is linked to your value. So if someone sells for under, you know, what you would want them to sell for, the shares and the value of your own apartment goes down too. It's New York City is, to me, if you're a developer and you want to buy buildings, great. But if you're an individual homeowner, I think it's a disaster to buy in New York City.
Why do you live there?
Because I'm renting in New York City. I love living here.
Why do you live there?
I love living in New York City.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to buy here. If I have $600,000 to spend on 500 square feet, I'm going to go and buy a house that's going to give me three or four bedrooms.
Well, it depends on where you are. The real estate market in general, I think the point I was making is interesting. You call attention to New York because it is unique in many ways. I find real estate to be, in my world, the best investment possible.
Oh, 100%. I agree with you.
That I've ever dabbled in. By far,
yep.
I've gotten the best returns.
Absolutely.
By far.
No, I totally agree with you on that. I'm
67
just saying,
Broncos.
As an individual.
68 Camaros.
No, I totally agree with you, but in any other place other than Manhattan. This doesn't even apply to Brooklyn or Queens or the Bronx. This is Manhattan definitely. Where I live. It's totally different.
I'll take Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island. All right, here's my fix for your problem, Victoria. Money Calls $1,000 sweepstakes, the only sweepstakes that keeps giving you chances to win that whoops, I was going to give you $100,000, I better not do that, they get me all the way from here to Nova Scotia. $1,000 prize every week is yours, can be yours, all you need to do is call 800-282-2333, that number again, what, he said, I can have a chance for a $1,000 prize every week, what do? You call 800-282-2332. Is that too fast, Richie? 800-282-2333. Call that number to enter. When you call, just listen, and they'll tell you how you can get a bonus entry, which will double your chances to win that $1,000. $1,000. Enter to win the money call. 800-282-2333.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really has made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call. We're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Hi. Victoria.
Yes.
Georgetown, men's soccer. Fans at the game against UCLA next month don't have to step onto the field to get a participation trophy. That's right. We live in the era of everybody gets a prize, everybody gets an award, everybody gets a ring. So what are these
people
getting?
Everybody's special.
Everybody's special.
This is really funny. Georgetown is taking a crack at millennials and all of the stereotypes associated with millennials. So the athletic department is doing a promotional Millennial Day, and it's offering everything that has been attached to millennials as a stereotype, including participation trophies for just walking into the stadium as a spectator. So they put out a really funny press release yesterday saying, at Millennial Day, hashtag, you can expect only the most hashtag awesome giveaways because millennials expect everything to be free and the most hella cool activities. So everyone feels welcome at Shaw Field. A dabbing safe space will be roped off. Now, dabbing, Doug, is like a dance move that kids do. And so there's a safe space that will be roped off, as well as a halftime nap time break if you can't even make it through the game. Then if you're hashtag thirsty, you can enter the raffle for a D.C. area juice gift card because millennials love juicing. And as long as you're, like, basically on time for the game, you'll be greeted with not only words of praise but also a participation trophy because all millennials are hashtag special. And then the one final bonus, because millennials love selfies, Jack the Bulldog, Georgetown's mascot, who is adorable, if you've ever seen his pictures, he will be available to take Kardashian-worthy pregame selfies.
That's really funny.
Can you send me a picture of that? I'd like to see.
Jack the Bulldog?
Yeah, he's on the internet. Check
really?
Him out. Yeah.
How do you look like in comparison to Charlotte? Be heavy, fat, ugly.
Yeah, the same thing. Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
What do you mean the same
all
thing?
All the same.
But Charlotte was beautiful. What are you doing? They aren't all the same. What are you...
There's
a perfect
bulldog.
Example, Victoria, of how Richie always liked to push my buttons.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's not different than anybody else.
No, this is
well,
a good
pugs
bulldog.
All look the same to me, so you could get right back at him.
Yeah. I agree with that.
They are, and they're ugly. I'll admit it. But
they
I
are
them.
Ugly. Yep.
Well, Jack the Bulldog is very cute, and he's got some really cute...
And that was here's the time when I say, and so's your wife. And then we're going to do a big fight. All right. What is I'm tickling myself. Richie, I'm happy you've been here the last couple of days. We've had a nice time. Kara's back on the morrow.
Yep.
Zip Recruiter, how are they different? Zip Recruiter allows you to post your job to hundreds and hundreds of job sites. One click, one ping only. Right, Vasily?
Vasily, one ping and one ping only.
And so this technology from Zip Recruiter, so different, it efficiently, super efficiently matches the right person to your job. So let's get on board with ZipRecruiter.com. Got a business, no matter whether it's big or small, use ziprecruiter.com/DJV for all of your purposes, finding new people. It won't cost you anything. ZipRecruiter is free first time around using the code ziprecruiter.com/DJV. So you need somebody for that job, you need them instantly, right away, find them fast with ziprecruiter.com/DJV, free.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How many different Batman themes are there, Chuck?
There's probably four.
Why don't they just use the same theme for all of them? Like,
that's a good question. Because there's different visions, different directors, different writers. This is Ben Affleck's Batman theme from Batman v Superman. Ben Affleck is 45 years old today.
So who won that contest? Was it Batman beat up Superman? Isn't that nonsense?
I think Wonder Woman came in and destroyed both of them. She was like, "Our step back, gentlemen."
Theoretically, Superman let him beat him, but Batman pretty much beat the heck out of Superman in that movie.
All right, so Batman and Wonder Woman, I saw a trailer on that, and this shows you how bad last night was for me. I was watching the trailer channel, and there was a trailer on of Batman with Wonder Woman. What's that? When's that coming out? What is that movie about?
November.
What's it about? It's called
Justice League.
Oh. Who else is besides Batman and Wonder Woman?
And you want to talk about leaks. There's been a lot of leaks from that set. Or reportedly one of the editors has leaked a lot of information to some of the Hollywood trades. And one quote was saying that the first cut of Justice League was unwatchable and that Warner Brothers has gone in and probably put $50 million plus into reshooting at least half the movie. Zack Snyder, the director who directed Batman vs. Superman, had that very sad incident in his life where his daughter killed herself, and then he wound up taking a leave, and then they hired Josh Whedon, who directed the movie The Avengers, a great superhero movie, to come in and do post-production, but reports say that he's reshooting half the movie, the entire ending, and they're trying to change the tone. I guess they love what they did with Wonder Woman, Patty Jenkins, the director, and they don't want that ultra-dark tone that was Batman vs. Superman because it turned off a lot of fans.
That movie was a mess.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
I liked Batman
and
Superman.
But I go on record to say that Batman vs. Superman in 15 years will be a massive cult movie, and that'll be the only film where you see a nasty, angry, murderous Batman on film via Ben Affleck. And I actually really love that interpretation, which might say something about me. But
yeah, it does say something about you. And take a break for a minute. 56 past the hour.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
All right, so Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
I noticed this weekend that horrible movie Annabelle was number one. So you wonder about why it is in society we have so many problems. We have so many things going on like Charlottesville. This is why. This kind of crap, this kind of you-know-what, S-H-I, is the reason that we have so many people that are so crazy in this country.
You really
believe
that?
This is a manifestation of cretinism. How in the world something like this, these people that have the imagination to create this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Aye. I suppose you went to see it.
No, I didn't, but I don't necessarily agree with the statement you made. I could argue the counterpoint that horror movies are an outlet for people to look at a darker side of nature without acting on it also. I'm not totally disagreeing with what you're saying, but I don't know if I wouldn't agree with you 100%.
And then the nut job was number two. There's another.
we just got a huge insight into Chucker with his analogy of horror movies.
Yeah. Right. Did you see this story? Tom Cruise, 55 years old, suffered an injury.
Yeah.
Hurt his leg on the set of Mission Impossible 6. Now, here's the question. Should a 55-year-old actor be doing his own stunts? Somebody asked me that question yesterday. I said, listen, I work with a radio host named Doug who does his own stunts on air. He puts his foot in his mouth every other day. So there you have it.
Chuck.
Actually, in a sad incident, a stunt woman was killed on the set of Deadpool 2, which is, you know, bad. That's bad stuff.
Yeah.
All right. As unlikely as I want to help Chucker promote his stuff, follow him at Poseidon72, weekly podcast Movie Maniacs on iTunes.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.